The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We're not giving anything away this week, so, you know, there's that. We are here, though, however, to bring you the latest and greatest from the outdoors, but more so to speak with you about anything you'd like to talk about. I normally, you know, use this time right now to kind of give you a little update on the week and what's been happening in the outdoors in my world, and hopefully you enjoy that. You can relate. But this week it's been a little tough. Last Friday, Robin tested positive for influenza A. Did a home test. We had tested like Monday, and there was no positive results. By Friday, she had tested positive. She then, you know, contacted her primary care doctor, who gave her Tamiflu, took a couple doses of Tamiflu over the weekend, and on Monday she wasn't getting any better, and actually feeling worse, a little harder breathing. Robin, because of her other health concerns, has a visiting nurse come in twice a week and do her blood work for the various doctors that she needs to stay in touch with and so forth. The nurse came in and listened to her lungs, and you know, there was a little bit of a question there, but by afternoon Robin was not doing well at all as far as her strength and that type of thing. So her daughter and I called 911. We decided not to have her transported to Easton, but rather to where her doctor is in Annapolis. We had her. We took her to Annapolis and entered through the emergency room, which was never a pleasant endeavor, no matter where you are. It was a packed emergency room. I think we were there about 7 hours. I mean, they triaged her, and it was a wait. They did a CAT scan and longer wait. So eventually, about I'd say 10 o'clock Monday night, she was able to get a bed in the ER. Immediately underwent treatment for pneumonia. The scan showed a lot of pneumonia, double lung, double pneumonia. So Monday, she spent in the bed in the ER. Tuesday, same thing. They made her a little more comfortable with a different bed. By Tuesday afternoon, evening, they moved her to the fourth floor. Again, more treatment with a whole new crew of, you know, nurses and things like that that had to get familiarized with all of her maladies and everything that she was doing. But the first attention was, of course, the pneumonia. Let's see. What day is today? That was all day Wednesday. Thursday morning, 5 a.m., got a phone call. We're moving your wife to ICU. We are going to put her on a ventilator. We are going to sedate her. And I basically said, "Are you putting her in a medically induced coma?" And they said, "Yes," so that the ventilator can work and breathe for her. I will tell you, folks, it was a very, very frightening day on Thursday for her daughter and her friends and myself, and it was quite frankly touch and go. Yesterday she showed some signs of improvement. She's still in ICU. She's still there today. She'll probably be there for a couple days. We're not able to have a normal conversation with her, but we are there for her. And we just ask that, you know, those of you who pray would continue to do so. The condition has gotten a little bit better. They have cut back on the sedation, although she's not awake yet. They've cut back on the amount of oxygen that they're giving her to nearly minimal level. Her blood pressure is good. Her heart rate is good. There haven't been any additional, MRIs or anything. Not MRIs, but CAT scans or anything like that to find out what's going on, but we are seeing some signs of improvement, as are the doctors. So her doctor, who has been treating her for 15 years, is there on a daily basis, and we are very thankful for that, as well as the team of doctors and nurses and PAs and everything else at Anne Arundel Medical Center. So we are confident that she's getting the best treatment. She's in God's hands. She's also in the hands of the doctors and nurses that are administering her treatment, and we find them very qualified. So we have no issues with any of that. So that's the update. So we'll see what happens the rest of this weekend and throughout the coming week. Like I said, she is responding to the antibiotic, and that's a good thing. So that's all I can tell you at the moment. So, anyway, we are at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The General Assembly has heard a number of hunting-related bills. They're going to continue to hear hunting-related bills like, let's see here, what do we got? Somebody just texted me. Yep. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you?
How are you doing?
As good as can be expected, buddy.
Yeah, I haven't been in the hospital in a while. My prayers are out for her.
I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you for thinking of her. So, yep. So, you know, she's resting comfortably, and you know, she's got a lot of love surrounding her. Her sister flew in from Florida, and her daughter's there every day. I'm there every day. Her mother's visited her, so she's got a good family support system here, and we let her know how much we love her every day. So anyway, what's on your mind, brother?
Yeah, just not much. Nothing. Just call and say hi. I know.
Yeah.
Of course, tell Robin to say hi when you do talk to her.
Yeah. No, I will do that. I'll tell her that that you are praying for her and that you sent your well wishes, okay? I'll do that. So she likes to hear what the listeners have to say. She likes to hear that, you know, people are thinking of her and that type of thing. And there's nobody that wants to get back on the radio more so than she does. She just last nearly a year now, it's been just terrible rough for her. And, you know, so I think she did come on and say hi for a minute here a little while back. But, you know, she's just got multiple things going on. And, you know, we want her to bounce back stronger than ever. And I think she will this time. So. But thank you there, Glenn. I appreciate that. You have a
okay.
Good day, and you have a good day and a good weekend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Anything else?
I guess not.
Okay.
Anything hunting, just about
everything
stuff. I guess
snow goose. Yeah, snow goose is about it. We're 2 months away, or a little more than 2 months away from turkey season. Most of the deer have dropped their antlers. There's a lot of guys out there shed hunting. They're finding a lot of dead bucks that died, you know, prior to the hunting season with EHD. Mm-hmm. They're finding some that have been lost, and you know, but I still have a 6-point as of a couple days ago on camera that's still carrying, and I'm seeing, you know, these things on social media of these nice bucks that are still carrying their antlers. So latest I've ever seen one, and it was interesting, many years ago, it was March 6th. We were on our way to a show in Salisbury. I'm talking long time ago. There was a big 8-point and a spike, you know, button heads in a hedgerow somewhere between here and Salisbury. And I was very surprised to see that he was still carrying in March. But sometimes they just carry longer, you know. So, but we've got other bucks on camera that have dropped their antlers. And so I've stopped the corn, and the camera's still up in one location. And it just, there's not nearly as many deer. There's still as many raccoons and possums and rabbits and foxes and everything else. But, you know, so anyway. All right. Hey, listen, Glenn, I appreciate it. I thank you so much. All right, buddy.
All right. Okay, good to there. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Anybody else on the line there, Aaron? Not right now. Okay. Thank you, John B. I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you, Clay. Thank you for texting. Yes, indeed. I will agree with you, Clay. God is looking over her. Thank you so much. Yeah, I hope you do call. I hope you do call. I'd be glad to hear that story. Need a little lift. Need a little lift. Right now, though, I've been traveling back and forth Route 50 quite a bit, as you can imagine, from Easton to Annapolis. And I'm getting a little work done over there. I'm seeing some of our advertisers and some of our sponsors. It's just, but, and one of the places I go by on a daily basis, I read their sign, you know, it says gas fireplaces, you know, that would be Backyard Billy's. So, it's not getting a lot. I mean, it's getting nicer, but it's not really getting warmer. But folks, it's still early March. You know, we've had snowfall up into April and May. You know that, but it is time to think about your heating situation, especially with the cost of electric. Oh my goodness! So, you know, if you've got that fireplace in your house, that old hole in the wall, and you want to do something about it, you want to keep it from sucking the heat out that you're, you know, paying to reheat with your electric bill, well, stuff that thing up. Just go over to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and take a look at the gas fireplace inserts. Robin and I shopped several locations around Delmarva to come up with a good solution for the old pale-looking brick fireplace that we had here. And we had a couple people come over and look and see what they could do, and it just, you know, there was something just not right, you know, with each one of them. So when we landed on Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, we were really impressed with the selection. We were really impressed with their expertise, and quite frankly, we were impressed with the price. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the total installation from floor to ceiling to chimney. They helped us with the stone, you know, wall and hearth and what's that thing called? Mantle. We had a piece of mantle that was came from a farmhouse. A friend of mine provided that over there in Carroll County. It was an old spring house, a big old piece of chunk of wood that was a post in that spring house. It looks gorgeous up there. And we settled on an EX35 Enviro. Long story short, you can too. You can check out the entire selection of gas, wood, pellet, and even electric fireplace inserts at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, we love the remote control. We love the automatic settings. We love the instant on pilot. We love the fan, the light. Everything about this unit is just says quality. So check it out, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. They'll stop by the showroom, and then, you know, you can make your decision, and you have all of this coming year to get warm for next winter, next fall, next winter. So BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right. Good old boy. There's Dukes of Hazzard. I'm going to take a little drink of coffee. I hope it's not too hot. And why didn't I do that during the break? Because I was reading. Yes, I was, and answering some texts. So we got my buddy John up there in Lickfield, New Hampshire. He's working Saturdays and listening. He's in Andover, Massachusetts right now. So, Aaron, did you say Clay is on the line? Got you. Good morning, Clay.
Good morning, Alan. My thoughts and prayers, like I said, are certainly with you.
I appreciate that.
And Robin and the rest of the family. But, excuse me, I was talking with an old buddy down the shore there the other day, and somehow the subject of those god-awful toadfish.
Oh, yeah. Oyster crackers.
Yeah, they're such a pain.
But, they can be, yeah.
The conversation went on, and he reminded me of a story about a friend of ours. Drove a truck up and down the East Coast, and big black guy, and he told us one day he was unloading up at the docks up, I think in Maine somewhere, and they had all these crates of lobsters and all kinds of different fish, and he asked the guy there, hey, you got anything I could take back to my buddies down in Maryland, and the guy said, "Yeah, sure, you can have that crate of monkfish over there." Now I love monkfish. Monkfish are great.
Poor man's lobster, right?
That's what they call it. I don't see it, but
right.
It's just a good fish. I don't know if you've ever had it.
Oh yeah.
But so this friend of mine. Now remember, he's a city boy, black eyes city boy.
Yeah.
He said he walked over to this crate of monkfish, and he looked at him. He said, "Oh dear God, that's the ugliest fish I've ever seen in my life. I can't take that down there. They won't know what to do with it."
Oh, that's funny.
My God, that fish is ugly.
Oh, they are. They're horrible looking, no question.
They are, but when he told us about that, we were like, oh, no.
Oh, you should have brought them, man. You should have brought them. So.
We'd love to have them.
Absolutely. I guess the edible part of the monkfish is not really the fillet, so to speak, but mostly the tail, correct?
Yeah, it's... and you can't really fillet it. It's like a, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a baseball.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you buy it, it's a big round lump.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's so good. Very, very tasty.
Yep. I guess the common thing that people may or may not be able to relate to would be a blowfish. You know, you don't get anything off of that but the tail, like a little drumstick. That's kind of why they call that the chicken of the sea. But that's another delicious.
Right.
That's another delicious fish, which is a blowfish. So
I don't think I've ever had a blowfish.
Oh, really? Really?
I'll try that.
Yeah, they're not difficult to clean. But when I was fishing Delaware Bay a lot. A while back, and porgies, something we don't have here. They're pretty good. When you're bottom fishing, you know, you're going to catch a blowfish. You might catch a couple other things over there. You know, you might catch a sea trout. You might catch a bluefish. You might, whatever it is. And it's all pretty good stuff. So there's not a lot of other than sea robins. Which I've never tried, and I've never heard anybody say you can eat them. Kind of like the old toadfish here in the bay. You look at them and you go, I'm not sure.
But, yeah, I don't think I want to eat that. don't want to put anything like that in my mouth.
Well, people say the same thing about snakehead, but it's one of the absolutely Chesapeake channa. It's one of the most delicious fish you're ever going to eat. It reminds me of eating a walleye, so it's beautiful. So, ugly as sin, but they're delicious to eat.
Snakefish is very good.
Yep, no question.
So. Anyway, give my best to Robin.
I will do that.
My love.
I will.
And hopefully we'll have good news next week.
Yep, you sure will. So I'm confident that she's feeling the healing power of the Lord, and He's using the doctors to bring about a good result. So that's the only way I can look at it. So.
All right,
thanks, Clay. I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, buddy. Bye, bye. There goes Clay. All right, let's see. Anybody else there on the line? Mr. Aaron? All caught up. How about that? All right, well, that's okay. You know, Clyde Sports Shop is having their 10-day sale starting this coming Friday, March 14th. Runs for 10 days, but we think you ought to know about it because it's time to, head in there when they open up and get the best deals on the sale prices of all the fishing rods and reels and combos and all of that on sale. All the fishing tackles 10% off. Now, the bait and the licenses are excluded from that. Of course, they can't discount a fishing license, but the premium monofilament is on sale for half price. So if you've got a spinning reel or a casting reel that you need filled up with some fresh mono line, some quality stuff with Strand or Berkeley or Shakespeare line, whatever you know monofilament you need, take your empty spool in there. They'll fill it up. And if the price is normally, let's say, 3 cents a yard, well, you're going to get it for a penny and a half. And that's where it starts. 1.5 cents a yard. Take your old empty reels in there and fill them all up for half price. You get new line installed. Now, that doesn't include Power Pro. That's a braid. So this is mono. So, listen, the Penn spinning reels are on sale, the Battle 3 series. The Fluger spinning reels are on sale, the President series. All rods and reels, the Shakespeare Ugly Stick, the Ugly Stick. Speaking of Ugly Stick, there's an Ugly Stick weightlifting contest. Yeah, you grab the Ugly Stick and you lift a weight on the end of it. And there you go. First Ugly Stick I ever saw, I'd seen the commercials. I believe it was Hulk Hogan had taken an Ugly Stick and bent it in a circle. And I was at it could have been a Kmart or it could have been something. So I thought, well, let's see how this works. And I grabbed that Ugly Stick and I bent it in a circle. And there was a crack, pop, and I had two pieces of Ugly Stick in, one in each hand. And I said to the clerk, I was just testing this rod. And they said, well, it's okay. And they didn't charge me, but I felt bad, but I have a suspicion that there was probably some kind of damage to the rod already because I've never had that experience before, I never had this experience since, I should say. But go over there and check out the Ugly Stick weightlifting contest. You lift the weight, you guess the weight, and you could win. Not sure what, but you could win something. Kids fishing combos are on sale too. All rod and reel combos are on sale. And look, there's a beautiful selection of St. Croix fishing rods there. And if you do a lot of fishing and you like a sensitive fishing rod and high-quality fishing rod, you want to check out that selection of St. Croix. Clyde's has live and frozen bait, crabbing supplies, minnows, black salties for fishing for the bigger fish, the landlocked striped bass or the snakeheads, licenses, all the terminal tackle, all the rockfish gear, all the trout and perch equipment, gear, you know, all of the stuff you use for the panfish. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe, 21227 in Baltimore, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. That's Clyde's Sport Shop. And that's the website, ClydeSportShop.com. Clyde's has been around since 1957. Mr. Clyde is still in there on a daily basis. You can check him out. Open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and a bright sunshine.
Taking the land.
All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to call in, share a story, we'd love to hear from you. Or ask a question, we'd love to hear from you. Tomorrow is National Crab Meat Day. National, not Maryland, but National Crab Meat Day. Didn't know if you knew that or not. I didn't know it either until about 15 minutes ago. Very interesting article on crab meat in Chesapeake Bay Magazine about Maryland crab meat, and you can go to nationaldaycalendar.com, nationaldaycalendar.com, and read about National Crab Meat Day. Today happens to be National Peanut Cluster Day, National Proofreading Day. Maybe I need to read a couple articles. And it also happens to be National Oregon Day today. So I have no idea what's going on. But there's a great article in Chesapeake Bay Magazine, and it's the headline is Price, Price, and Price, Why It's So Hard to Find Chesapeake Bay Crab Meat on the Menu. A lot of good stuff about Maryland crab meat, and I think you should read it. If you want me to send you the link, I'll be more than glad to do that. Just drop me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And while we have the email conversation, Ellis, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com. We are publishing Maryland Loves Crabs and Big As Fish magazine in the same issue. We're combining the two magazines. Each will still have its own separate website. Each magazine will be complete in its own self, but the pages of Maryland Loves Crabs will contain, like an insert, the complete version of Big Ass Fish. So I'm asking for photos. If you have a crabby photo, we would love to see it. Just send pictures of, you know, kids eating crabs, you eating crabs, enjoying crabs, crabbing, being out on the bay, holding up a big old crab, you know, that type of thing. Of course, you know, just a picture of a hand holding a crab, that doesn't get a lot of attention. Just a photo of a crab bushel, that doesn't get a lot of attention. We like to have people in there that we can identify. So send the information with the photo. We're still looking for a cover. We've got a contender, but we're still looking for a great cover like we've always had. And you can call me. Go to the contact page on ellisoutdoors.com. Call me if you want. Not a habit of giving my cell phone out, but many of you have my text. But we are looking for crabby pictures, so kids eating crabs, like I said, you on the boat, you know, posing behind a bushel, all of that. Email that to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Also, if you have a picture of a catfish, picture of a snakehead with you in the picture, we'd love to see those too. We publish those too. So we are gathering content. We are, you know, talking to advertisers now, and things are going along pretty well. It's very early, but we intend on getting the magazine out a little early too. We usually put it out in May, but we're going to put it out sometime in April. This year, so that's where we're going. That's the goal. So crab pictures and invasive fish pictures to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. How about that? We can do that. The guys from Bucks, Bears, Stags, the official measures, are going to be at the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet today. They're going to be measuring deer, white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears. And we have a number of deer that have already, you know, signed up and called up and said they're bringing their heads. So we'll have our guys there with their own table to measure up your trophy. So, National Outdoor Show was great. We had a lot. Well, I think well over a dozen, maybe 15 or more heads show up. We had some beautiful sika deer. We had some nice whitetails. Some of those were posted on our Facebook page, which is Bucks, Bears, Stags. So it's pretty easy to remember. Whitetail bucks, sika, or black bears, Maryland black bears, and sika deer, stags. Bucks, Bears, Stags. So anyway, the official record book of Maryland Big Game. And you can always order a record book or two. We've put two out, one in 2020, one in 2023, if you don't have either one. Go online to the website, bucks-bears-stags.com, and hit purchase a book or whatever it says, and, you know, you can take care of that. We'll send them right out. Let's talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. I'm doing just fine, and sorry to hear about Robin, and hope she's responding well, and
you
just
and
prayer for her.
I appreciate that, Mike. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Anyway, we're shooting season is still going along through the winter, and we're, as you can imagine, freezing our butts.
Oh yeah,
can you imagine 30-mile-an-hour winds in 15-degree weather?
I can imagine it, but I can't imagine doing a shooting round of sporting clays or trap or skeet in that weather.
Oh my, we had the Tri-State League down at Westminster at North Carroll the other week, and it started out at 6 degrees, and it warmed clear up to 20.
Wow, you guys are
and
great.
That was 100 targets, and it wasn't so – well, it's bad enough for the shooters, but the poor guys that were scoring,
My
gosh.
Oh, I bet.
In any case
– I mean, do you shoot barehanded in that? I mean, do you wear some kind of thin slate glove, or how do you shoot in that?
Well, you know the shooter. You know you're taking a shot about every 18 to 20 seconds when it's your turn. Five guys lined up.
Yeah.
And so lifting a 10-pound gun for 7 or 8 seconds is enough to keep the shooters sort of warm.
Yeah.
But
what about your hands?
Yeah, but the guys up in the scoring chairs.
Yeah.
They're shaking so bad they can hardly keep their pencil on the paper.
I can imagine. But, I mean, you've got a freezing cold gun that you're shooting. I mean, the barrel warms up, obviously, but how do you keep your fingers dex? How do you keep the dexterity in your fingers enough to keep?
Is it a muscle
memory thing?
It's a muscle memory thing, and you just learn to deal with it. And interestingly enough, the gun doesn't get cold. That gun barrel, guys put their hands on the barrel just to keep their hands warm.
I bet.
But in any case, the reason I called was to let you know about the Middle Creek wildlife area and the geese up there. I guess you know about those.
Middle Creek, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The wildlife management area, and I know we see lots of cars from Maryland up there.
Right.
Us old coots in our pickup trucks and our wives and kids and walk back along there, but the Game Commission, who does things just because they can,
Yeah.
Closed it because they were worried about people giving the geese avian flu.
People giving the geese avian flu. How does that happen?
It's insanity, Alan. It was just nuts. Of course, the geese were flying out every day and getting in the fields. So they couldn't pick it up out there, right? They're going to get it from my pickup truck.
They're going to get it from each other, man. They're not going to get it from you. Now, you might get it from them.
It was just, I mean, they're the same people that changed deer hunting season in Pennsylvania from Monday opening to Saturday, which just ruined the economy up in the deer area.
I see that there's a movement on right now to move it back. Have you heard that?
Oh, they're doing what they can.
Yeah.
But this is a good story because some folks got in contact with State Senator Mastriano's office.
Right.
And I suspect there were a couple of questions came out of his office, and suddenly the Game Commission decided that maybe it would be okay to come visit the geese.
So
turns out that Middle Creek is now open.
I can see both sides of this, and here's why. When people go to see the geese, they want to feed the geese, okay? So what you have is you got people up there with a loaf of bread or whatever it might be or something, and they're giving it to the geese. All the geese are congregating in one spot. I'll never forget we were at Liberty with my grandson, Jacob, when he was just a kid, I mean, just like 5 or 6 years old. He wanted to feed the geese. He wanted to see the geese. I said, sure, go ahead. He went over. He found a crust of bread. And he said, can I give it to him? And I said, knock yourself out. I knew what was going to happen. He held his hand out, and here came 85 geese surrounding this poor kid. And he regretted holding that piece of bread up for the rest of the day, I'm pretty sure, because they mobbed him. I said, throw it. He threw it as far as he could to get the geese off of him. But that type of behavior, human behavior, can, if one of those geese or more of those geese is infected, get them in close proximity with each other. You know, I mean, this stuff threads through saliva and contact and everything else. So there's some small reasoning for keeping people away from the geese, and that is to protect the geese.
It's
I don't know if that goes with your reasoning or not, but I mean that's the scenario that I can think of.
Yeah, it was just plain dumb stupid. They just do stuff because they can.
They also eliminated about 400 snow geese. They went in and just wiped them out, just kind of like the former administration did with the chicken farms around the.
In any case, the flocks are building up there, and I saw some of the reports. We're talking about over 1 million geese. If anybody has not been up there yet, make a plan. There's good places to eat up around Brickerville, and some nice taverns up there and such. And it's a spectacle you'll never forget.
1 million geese. These are resident birds.
Millions of geese. Millions and millions of them. The sky is white, the whole lake is completely covered.
You're talking Canada. You're talking snow geese.
Snow geese. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
They're another carrier, especially because they do live in such close proximity with each other. So I get it. All right, man. Well, look, I appreciate the call. You have a
good
day.
Take care. All the best to Robin.
I thank you, sir.
And best of all, break them all.
Break them all. Thanks,
Break Mike. Them all.
Take care. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let me tell you about Spurry's Tire Service. Why not? Spurry's Tire Service, located right here at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 15 Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They're always crowded because they do such good work. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as any other tire that fits whatever vehicle you happen to be driving. Spurrish Tire has the tires for your car in your truck. And I did tell you, I was in there the other day, and there was a Mini Cooper in there, and there was a giant flatbed tractor trailer in there. So, you know, my little line from Triumph to Triaxle, or from, you know, from Mini to Mac, that kind of that came true. That was kind of funny, but that's me. I have a warped sense of humor. Spurrish Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. And honestly, also, eyewitness by me, they were putting on a garden tractor tire the other day, and a guy pulled in with a wheelbarrow that needed a tire. I swear. So they do have a farm service that goes out. I guess starting pretty soon, they'll start heading out to the fields and take care of the farmer's equipment in the field. If you own a trailer, if you own an ATV, any kind of trailer, boat trailer, tow-behind trailer, utility trailer, landscape trailer, single axle, dual axle, metal, wood, you name it, they've got the tires. Any kind of ATV, side-by-side, four-wheeler, Spurrish has the tires. Spurrish offers tire repair on the spot, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine or any other onerous lights on your dashboard come on. They've got the technology. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrish customers, including Rob and me and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Give Spurrish Tire Service in Easton a call. 410-822-7384. That's 410-822-7384. Now, it sounds kind of contradictory, doesn't it, when I say there's no appointment needed for tires? Well, you know, you can go into their shop there at Dover and Elliott Roads, right there in the corner. Or you can call ahead if you have you need a brake job, an oil change, or something like that. Or you know your tire size and you want to set up an appointment, you can do that. But you don't necessarily need one if you need tires. 410-822-7384. Website, SpurrishTire.com. Phone number once again, 410-822-7384 for Spurrish Tire Service. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, especially Mike. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, my baby, she's been watching watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right. My baby looks good in camouflage. So, a lot of women out there in the field, I'll tell you, a lot of ladies are getting it done in the deer woods. They're taking some really nice deer, some bears in Maryland. We have probably just as many women in the record book with bears as we have men, no question about it. There are some adventures that they're a little bit behind in, and that's the sicka deer. We need to get more ladies in the field in the sicka marsh and sicka deer territory here in Maryland. But they're getting it done. There's no question about it. So we've got some really, really good female records. If you, young lady shot, I think the number two, I have to look at it, number two buck of some sort. It's on our Facebook page this past week, so check that out too. Anyway, I do want to tell you just one more time about Backyard Billy's. You know, these cool nights, it's really nice to have this fireplace insert on set on auto. You know, if the temperature drops down to below what I have it set on, I think it's set on 71 degrees. If the temperature in the room drops down to 70 or so, that thing kicks on, warms it right back up. It's all automatic pilot light, the whole deal. And it's just so easy. You can have that same experience in your house. And when it comes on, it's beautiful look at, you know, the fire and all that. So consider Hearth America at Backyard Billy's right there in Graysonville, 410-827-4500. Hearth America has a Facebook page. BackyardBillys.com is the website. Open 7 days a week. That's Route 50, exit 44B. If you're coming from the bridge, that's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. So if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. You need to get in there because all the spring stuff's coming in now, too. All the sheds, all the greenhouses, all the dog kennels, all the chicken coops. Everything for your backyard, Adirondack chairs, tables, chairs, you name it. It's all right there. I've been, you know, they've been with us for so long, I've got all their stuff almost memorized, but there's always something new when you go in there to check it out. Always something new. So, all right. Hey, Chuck, appreciate the email. Thank you very much. So, we'll read that whole thing in just a minute. So, anyway, tomorrow is National Crab Meat Day. Today is the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet. I assume you can still get a ticket. And there's the music. So thank you for your thoughts and prayers for Miss Robin. I'm sure she appreciates it. I know she feels it. I feel it. I feel comforted by it, encouraged by it. So, it's time for me to say get out, stay safe. If you're headed out somewhere doing some fishing or whatever this today, just be careful out there. And you remember, love your family. I love Robin a lot. And I love her family. I love the support system. And love the Lord. We'll be back after the news.